Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at a report that comes from the Cyber Intelligence Bureau, and that is a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Lab. They've been looking into a pro-Russian cyber threat group called NONAM05716. And I got to say, these guys, they're not messing around.
Yeah, no kidding. One of the things that really jumps out at you when you start looking at this report is just how fast this group has become a real player. I mean, they only popped up on the scene in March 2022, and we're talking just a couple of years later, and they've already made a pretty big impact.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about organized crime, and you think about this rigid structure.
Yeah, a hierarchy, right?
Yeah, exactly. But this report is describing something completely different.
Yeah, it's describing what they call a horizontal structure, meaning that there isn't like a clear top-down chain of command.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's more like a network, and that makes them way harder to disrupt. Because you could take out like one part of the network, but the rest of it can still function.
Like a hydra. You cut off one head, two more grow back.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And the central nervous system of this whole operation is Telegram. They use it for everything, communication, coordination, even paying their members.
Interesting. So they're pretty tech savvy.
Oh, yeah. And they even call their members heroes, which, I mean, you got to give it to them. That's a pretty smart tactic.
Yeah, heroes.
Yeah.
It definitely appeals to a certain type of person, doesn't it? Makes them feel like they're part of something bigger. But let's not get too hung up on that. You know, we're talking about a group that is actively targeting countries that oppose Russia's actions. They're launching DDoS attacks, spreading disinformation. I mean, this is like straight out of the cyber warfare playbook.
Yeah, and these attacks are not random. You know, this report makes it clear that they're going after very specific targets.
Like, what are they interested in?
They're going after governments, banks, transportation systems, energy grids, defense contractors. I mean, they are targeting the stuff that keeps society running.
Wow. So we're not talking about some bored teenager in their basement, right? This is coordinated.
Oh, absolutely. This is a very deliberate effort to cause disruption and destabilize.
And, you know, there's this part in the report where they use this term emotional intelligence to describe how this group manipulates people. And I thought that was fascinating.
It's a really interesting choice of words because it gets at how they're weaponizing emotions, like nationalism, patriotism, greed, even ego. They know how to push people's buttons to get them to do what they want.
So they're basically exploiting people's feelings for their own agenda. That's messed up.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty dark. But that's what makes them so effective.
How does this emotional intelligence actually play out in practice? Like, what are some examples of what they do?
Well, let's take nationalism, for example. They appeal to pro-Russian sentiment, and they frame their attacks as a justified response to what they perceive as Western aggression.
So they're kind of twisting this idea of patriotism to fit their own narrative.
Exactly. And then there's the greed angle. They've created this project called DDoSia, which offers cryptocurrency rewards for carrying out DDoS attacks.
Wait, so they're literally paying people to attack websites?
Pretty much. It's like they turn cybercrime into a video game.
Wow, that's crazy. And it plays into people's egos too, right? Because you get recognition for your attacks. You climb the leaderboards. You become a hero in their little community.
Yeah, exactly. It's all very calculated. And it's not just about appealing to individuals. They also tap into these broader societal anxieties, like anti-Western sentiment is a big one.
So they're basically saying the West is the enemy.
Right. It's all about framing the West as the aggressor. You know, they take these existing resentments and they fuel them. They create this narrative where attacking Western targets is seen as justified, even heroic.
It's like propaganda 2.0, right?
Exactly. They've taken these old school propaganda techniques and they've adapted them for the digital age.
And it works. It's scary how effective it can be. But let's dive into the technical stuff a little bit. How do they actually carry out these attacks? The report mentions some specific tools and services they use.
Yeah, so their main weapon for launching these DDoS attacks is this software called DDoSia, and it's actually pretty user-friendly.
Hold on a sec. For those of us who aren't tech-savvy, can you explain what a DDoS attack is?
Sure. So imagine a website or an online service. It's like a shop with its doors wide open. Now imagine a huge crowd of people all trying to rush into the shop at the same time.
Yeah.
The shop can't handle that much traffic all at once, right? It crashes. That's essentially what a DDoS attack does. It floods a target with so much traffic that it becomes inaccessible.
So it's like an online mob overwhelming a target.
Exactly. And DDoSia makes it really easy for anyone to participate in these attacks, even if they don't have any technical skills.
And they pay their little heroes for their efforts using this CryptoBot thing, right?
Yeah, CryptoBot is how they distribute payments in TON cryptocurrency.
Which is connected to Telegram, right?
You got it. So Telegram isn't just their communication hub, it's also tied to their financial operations.
Like this whole interconnected web.
Yeah.
And of course, they use VPNs to mask their locations.
Of course, VPNs are like digital cloaking devices. They make it look like the traffic is coming from somewhere else entirely.
So they're covering their tracks pretty effectively.
Yeah, they're pretty good at staying under the radar. But there's this one section in the report that really freaked me out. It's called Most Dangerous Hypotheses.
Ooh, that sounds ominous. What's that all about?
That's where they start looking at some worst case scenarios. And to be honest, they're pretty disturbing.
Like, what are they worried about?
Well, one of the big concerns is large scale DDoS attacks on critical infrastructure.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if they managed to take down the power grid or the transportation system or hospitals.
That's terrifying. We're not just talking about inconvenience anymore. That's life or death stuff.
Exactly. And then there's the whole disinformation angle.
Right.
We've already seen how good they are at manipulating public opinion. Imagine them launching a coordinated campaign to spread false information during a crisis or an election.
It would be chaos. People wouldn't know what to believe.
Right. They could erode public trust in institutions and incite violence. I mean, the possibilities are pretty scary.
And the thing is, they're constantly evolving. They're always finding new ways to exploit vulnerabilities.
Exactly. So it's not just about what they're doing now. It's about what they could be capable of in the future.
So this is a threat that we need to take very seriously.
Absolutely. We can't afford to ignore it.
It's like we're living in some kind of dystopian sci-fi movie. But yeah. It's real. This is actually happening. And it's not some distant threat. This is happening right now.
Yeah, and it can impact every single one of us. I mean, think about how much we rely on the internet and technology in our daily lives. Communication, banking, work, entertainment. It's all vulnerable to these kinds of attacks.
So it's not just about governments and institutions anymore. It's about our personal lives, our families, our communities.
Right. This stuff hits close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all of this. Like, what can we actually do about it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it feels like a pretty daunting problem.
It is. But the first step is awareness. The more you understand about the threat, the better equipped you are to protect yourself.
So basically, knowledge is power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you listening right now, you're already ahead of the game because you're taking the time to learn about this stuff.
So what can we do practically? Like, what are some concrete steps we can take to protect ourselves?
Well, it starts with being more critical of the information you see online. Don't just take things at face value. You know, check your sources. Look for evidence. Be wary of anything that seems too sensational or biased.
So basically, don't let your emotions cloud your judgment.
Exactly. Remember those emotional intelligence tactics we talked about? Those are designed to exploit your emotions. So be aware of that. And it's not just about protecting yourself. It's about protecting your community, too.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you see something suspicious online, don't just share it blindly. Question it, fact check it, report it if necessary.
So we all have a responsibility to be more discerning, more vigilant.
Absolutely.
Right.
You can't just rely on governments and tech companies to solve this problem for us. We all have a role to play in building a more resilient digital world.
So it's going to take a collective effort. Governments, tech companies, cybersecurity experts, everyday people.
You got it. And it's not just about building better defenses and technologies. It's about building a more resilient society, one that's less susceptible to manipulation and division.
So basically promoting civil discourse, fostering critical thinking, recognizing that we're all in this together.
Exactly. We need to be aware of the threats, but we also need to be hopeful. We can't let fear paralyze us. We need to be proactive, informed, and engaged.
I love that. It's not about giving in to fear. It's about empowering ourselves with knowledge and taking action. So on that note, I want to leave you with this final thought. Think about the tactics that NoName057 is using. The manipulation, the exploitation of emotions, the blurring of lines between the digital and physical world. Given that, what do you think the future holds? How might groups like this evolve, and what role will we all play in shaping that future? It's something to ponder as we continue to navigate this increasingly complex digital landscape. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and until next time, stay curious.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.